We're speaking now with Julie Barrett. She's a candidate for the Pend'Oreille Hospital District Board of Trustees, which has two seats up for vote in the May 18th election. Julie, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to share some of my views with the voters out there and get the word out.
Well, let's start with an introduction. Tell us a bit about yourself, including how and when did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Well, I am a lifelong North Idaho resident. I was born in Coeur d'Alene, raised in Post Falls. I've lived in all but two of the five northern counties. I've been here in Bonner County for 30 years. I moved here with my husband at the time in 1991. I have two grown children, three grandsons, and I have deep roots here in Bonner County as well as all over North Idaho. My parents were raised in Benoit County. So I understand the rural lifestyle, the values, the culture and challenges, all those good things, because I've lived every single one of them. An interesting fact, my grandfather was an innovator as a farmer, and he was the first to grow lentils on the Idaho Palouse when everyone told him that it couldn't be done. And I believe that's where my can-do attitude came from.
Wow. That's quite a legacy right there, and the first to grow lentils. And, of course, lentils is a big crop now on the Palouse.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Julie, what professional or personal experience do you have that you think provides good qualifications for the position?
Well, I am a strategic marketing, branding, and creative professional. I've done this work for more than 30 years. And within that experience, my specialty is writing. Another little fun fact. Dave Gunter and I actually went to journalism school at NIC together many years ago.
Dave Gunter's a well-known local journalist, worked for the Daily Bee for years. Yeah.
Yes, he sure has. So within that, I've helped many small businesses define their missions, their visions and values. I've helped them set up to achieve their visions as they grow and adapt along the way. And I've also worked in the creative part as a disc jockey, voiceover artist, and audio producer for Blue Sky Broadcasting. I've actually been there since 1992. Between full-time and independent contracting, I've produced full-scale stage musicals with more than 60 actors, cast, and crew here in Sandpoint, including The Music Man, The Wizard of Oz, and The Mousetrap. So I know how to organize people and process, and I know how to identify, plan, and execute tactics and a strategic roadmap to get the job done within budget or under budget. And I would just say that traditional healthcare models haven't done a very good job in adapting to the changing needs of the lifestyles of its patients.
Okay. Well, good. Have you held other elective offices, and are you involved with any other nonprofit groups that you'd like to mention as, you know, relevant experience?
I haven't been involved with any nonprofit groups recently. The most recent one, I served on the board of directors for the Eureka Institute, and I have not held a public office. This will be my first time if I'm elected, so I'm excited about that.
Okay, well, here's the $64 question. Why are you running for hospital district trustee?
Well, I believe there are incredible opportunities to establish a new direction for the hospital district that can meet the needs of the future. We can do that through a combination of traditional, alternative, and complementary health care. The market size value of complementary and alternative medicine is something that just simply can't be ignored.
Okay. And we'll probably get a touch on that a little bit more here a little bit later on. But have you attended a hospital district board meeting in the past?
Yes. And any board meetings that I have not attended, I keep up on the minutes as they become available on the website.
Mm-hmm. So funds from the hospital district are earmarked for Bonner General Health, specifically some of its services. Have you had any experience yourself, or are you a consumer yourself of Bonner General Health Services? So do you know their services from that side?
Well, the three clinics that Pend'Oreille Hospital District contracts with Bonner General to operate, or to help fund, I should say, to offset costs, are Ear, Nose, and Throat, Sandpoint Women's Health, and Behavioral Health. And I have not personally used any of those services. I am all about alternative and complementary medicine when I can possibly use it. I have used Bonner General Health Services in the past. I've used their emergency room services, and I had surgery quite a few years ago there. And, you know, my experience has always been good. So that's a bonus.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to hear. So I think a lot of voters that are going to be voting this time are not going to be well acquainted with the Pend Oreille Hospital district and what its function is. So I'm asking candidates to describe in their words what the hospital district is and what its function is. How would you describe it?
Well, its purpose is to facilitate the provisions of public health care services to the persons of Bonner County. It is not the hospital district's job to fully fund these things. It's the hospital district's job to, again, facilitate. So in my opinion, that means options. That doesn't mean one particular entity or one single entity as is currently being funded, which leads to another offset in that at the April 27th meeting for Pend Oreille Hospital District, their audit was released. And those three clinics are running $1.9 million in the red. They've taken $1.9 million in losses. Pend Oreille Hospital District only collects $1.5 million. So even if the hospital district was to take everything, all of its revenue for the entire year, and to distribute it solely to Bonner General Health for the operation of those three clinics, it's still going to be about $500,000 in the red. So clearly something needs to change.
Well, natural follow-up question. What would you change if this, what you're identifying as a problem, is something you would try to deal with as a district trustee?
Well, we need to find more financially viable options. We need to find out what does the public want? I mean, what do taxpayers want to be funding as far as healthcare options with their money? I don't know that that's been done. There are quite a few issues with transparency and accountability. Currently, when you look at that audit, all the numbers came from Bonner General Health. They did not come from Pend Oreille Hospital District. That's a problem. Simply because how is the hospital district going to be accountable for numbers they didn't produce? We need greater transparency. And we need to find out, what do the people want? What kind of healthcare would they use? Clearly, either they're not using it with these losses, they're not using it, or the people who are using it aren't paying for it. So where's the disconnect here? Mm-hmm. I don't believe we should continue to just throw money at something when it's not sustainable. We need to find out why these losses are there and then move forward.
Well, have you dug in on that question with the existing three services?
Therein lies part of the problem. You can't make heads or tails of anything as far as that audit goes. The numbers are not very detailed. And once again, the numbers are coming from Bonner General Health, not from Pend Oreille Hospital District. So it's a problem. It's a problem all the way around. And I don't know what needs to be done to make it right, other than to just really file down and figure out what's going on. Have the hospital present what's happening with these numbers. It's, again, transparency is a huge issue. You can't really find anywhere where the needs of Bonner County residents, as far as healthcare goes, have been assessed. There's no detail in anything. That's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they do have a website where you can get information, but do you feel that that's insufficient?
It's very insufficient. It provides meeting minutes, which are, again, very vague. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of detail in anything, and that's a huge problem. So somebody needs to get to the bottom of it, and I'm hoping to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have just about a little over a minute left, and would you like to identify a different issue, or do you want to use this time for a closing statement? I am asking the candidates, so you know, why would you like to suggest voters vote for you? What issues should they consider in casting their vote?
Well, I would say that Monterey Hospital District not only has a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers it serves, but it also has an obligation to facilitate the types of health care that help achieve and sustain health and wellness of Bonner County residents, period, plain and simple. And while some folks have voiced their concerns that I don't have any health care experience, I actually believe this makes me the perfect candidate. Monterey Hospital District needs a fresh perspective outside the conventional healthcare industry. They need someone who knows how to organize people and process. And much like what I shared about my grandfather, I know what it takes to get the job done. I know how to do it. And I especially know how to do it when someone says it can't be done.
Okay, Julie Barrett, we are out of time, but I want to say thanks for taking time to talk with us.
I appreciate you very much, Chris. Thank you.